your destination there too, Dave. But yeah, the other thing that we're doing is in the future, perhaps having the repeater on Fusion, and so then we'll operate it in the automatic mode. And in on paper, it should work. The E4 Charlie Alpha, Rob tells me they do it in Winnipeg with their repeaters, and so they just have a subaudible tone, or even an FM. I'll just reset. Going through the IRLP or FM analog system, and then if they want to use the Yaesu Wires C4FM, then they can just put it on there, which all automatically has its own digital squelch there on it. And I guess, yeah, they must be using a subaudible from their repeater to the node radio on FM. I guess that would be it. So if it's not transmitting that subaudible tone, then the node radio doesn't care what you're on, and it doesn't bug the system. So in theory, that should work there, Dave. Just wondering if you've tried it or are thinking about it there. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm not moving. I'm just sitting on the road here, just waiting for my wife. And so we have our repeater in the automatic mode, and I myself don't have any equipment that can do the Yaesu Fusion or the C4FM, is that what it's called? Anyway, I think there's only two or three apps in the Swift Current area that have equipment that's capable of it, but we've enabled it, and if they're using it, I'm unaware of it at the time being, but hopefully it can be used. V5, RY, V5, X-ray, Lima, mobile.
Okay, yeah, QSL, V5, XL, V5, ROI here. Yeah, all right. Well, so it's a point that's not particularly a priority for you right now, that's for sure. But it's something that we may try in the future here too, because we've got some C4FM stuff here, and I'd like to get into the wires stuff and so on there as time goes on. But we've had just way too many other projects on the go to worry about it right now. It's not the priority, we'll put it that way. But it's something I'd like to do, I think, and it should be some fun there too. Using that mode there. So, very good. Yeah, we've tried the repeater out a couple times here now we have it up running on 25 watts and without any significant descents. And it's hearing about as good as it transmits on 25 watts if I go out with a 25-watt mobile there, Dave. So hopefully, can you tell me, is that about the result that you get there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's probably about the result we get. I've never run ours on low power. We used to run ours on high power until I realized that maybe we shouldn't do that and save the files in the transmitter. So we moved on to medium power, and I didn't really notice any difference as far as coverage area and receive sensitivity between the two when we switched. But that was over a year ago already, so that's now ancient history. I don't intend to run the repeater on high power at all. V5RY, V5X3, Nima Mobile.
Okay, yeah, QSL, Dave. Yeah, I guess that's what I meant. If I ever say high power, I guess to me that means 25 watts. So that's actually medium power on the Yaesu repeaters. But yeah, I've read way too much about not operating on 50 watts on those repeaters. They're just not built robustly enough for that. So it'll be 25 watts here, I think, and that'll be just fine. That's good enough for repeater coverage there for sure. So yeah, if when I put my hand in the back there, you know, with the fan running, and the thing's been on the air for an hour or more. It doesn't even feel barely warm. It's barely warmer than room temperature, so it's really not heating up a whole lot at all. So we're happy with the results so far anyway. So excellent. Now, I just wanted to confirm. So the repeater that you're talking on, the ESU repeater, that's the main repeater in Swift Current presently. Is that correct? Go ahead.
Yes, that is correct. We up until last year, we had our IRLP on our other repeater, which is a Motorola repeater. We ran into some issues with our link radio feeding it. So what we did is we switched over to this new Yaesu repeater. And when we started out, we had the Pi node controlling the repeater as well. So we were direct. We didn't have a link radio or anything. We had the good fortune of having internet right at our tower site, and we were feeding the Pi node directly and controlling the repeater. Presented its own set of issues, and if you've done any reading, you'll find out that they don't work very well with an external controller. And so what we did now is we put in a link radio right at the site. So this is a link radio right next to the repeater, and it's actually feeding a dummy load, so that we're not broadcasting all over the place, and it doesn't pick up the link radio itself doesn't pick up all kinds of stuff. So it's just it's right on site and into a dummy load, which may seem kind of weird, but it seems to work okay because it doesn't get any interference from anybody else. V5RY, V5XRay Lima.
Okay, yeah, 100% there, Dave, V5XL, V5RY, Humboldt here. Okay, excellent. Well, thanks for giving that info there, too. So I just want to confirm then, so is that repeater then still on the old frequency of 146.88, I think it was there? Go ahead.
V-E.
V5RY, V5GGW.
Z.
Yeah, okay, very good. Just stand by one, Graham, just for a second here. V5XL, V5RY. If that was you, we're getting a bit of squelch there, but no audio there, Dave. Go ahead, V5RY.
V5XL, yeah, that is the 88 repeater. You have that frequency correct. Did you copy me now?
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do. Four squelch tails. There you go. Okay, very good there, Dave. Well, we appreciate all that, and we'll clear with you for now. Then I see Graham's wanting to get a hold of me for a moment, but thank you so much for all your help, and it's going to be fun. I think you and I will get to know each other here a little bit better as time goes on, because we are fighting similar battles, but hopefully not much anymore there, Dave. So congratulations on getting a few things cleared up on your end there too. So we'll throw it back to you for any final there, Dave, and then we'll have a quick chat with Graham then. V5XL, Swift Current, here's the E5RY, Humboldt, go ahead.
Good, Dave, yep, it's time for me to connect with my wife here, so I will let you go. And thanks for chatting, V5RY and the group of V5XL Lima Mobile. It will be clear.
Okay, roger, roger. 73 there, then, Dave. And V5GGW, V5RY, Humboldt on the DNA repeater here, Graham. Looks like we've got a working model at this point. How are you doing there today? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay there, Dave. Nice to hear you, mate. Haven't heard you for a while. And a very good afternoon to the other Dave there in Swift Current. XL, and sounds like you're both playing around with the repeaters. No, I was just scanning the band there, like, and I take it your repeater's back on the air, and it just stopped the scanner on the radio, Dave, and just wanted to say hello as well. B5RY, B5GGW.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you bet. Well, you should be able to hear me. So, the repeater is on the air. It's running at 20. The antenna is at.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, Dave. You sort of come in and dropped out, came in and dropped out again.
Yeah, Roger, V5GGW, V5RY, Humboldt. Yeah, that's the sound of a handheld going dead. The battery went. Fortunately, I have a second one charged up here and ready to go, so... yeah, we're okay here. Yeah, so you're at home and you actually heard the repeater on the scanner then, did you?
Yeah, Roger, Dave. Yeah, it's stopping the scanner anyway. But I can hear it, but I don't think I can actually get into it, even running 80 watts, I think, because you have to have the... squelch level a little bit high there to stop the squelch from coming in, I think. But, yeah, it's certainly stopping the scanner anyway, Dave. That's what made me look around and see whether I could hear you somewhere. So, yeah, glad to hear it's up and running again anyway. Are you leaving it on now, or are you still sort of doing a few experiments?
QSL, yeah, we are, I think, planning on leaving it on now, unless we have any other problems develop, but it looks like everything is pretty stable right now, and I'm reasonably happy with the results, and you might be very surprised at being able to get into the repeater. If it's breaking the squelch on your scanner, you might just be able to do it if you've got the 80 watts there, so it's worth trying again. I know you don't have a beam up, you still have the vertical, but it's up a few feet in the air, as I recall, like 50 or 60 feet up, I think. So I would say anytime you want to give it a try, give it a shot for sure, and we'll see how well it works there, Graham. So it's set up so that if you can hear it, you can probably hit it. The squelch isn't a big factor. Reasonably sensitive receiver on these things. So, how on that there, Graham? V5GGW up there by Pleasant Hill. Here's the E5RY Humboldt.
Yeah, okay there, Dave. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'll twiddle up there now, and I'll see if I can get into it. And if I don't make contact with you, I'll come back up onto this one. But I'll give it a minute or so anyway, trying to get in. V5RY, V5GGW will QSY.
Okay, very good there, Grant. We'll stand by and we'll be listening here on this repeater. V5RY, clear and monitoring.
V5AL. Are you still there, Dave?
Yeah, you bet, Pierre, we sure are. V5AL, V5RY, go ahead.
Okay, thing I would like just to make sure I'm home right now, so I would like to know about the KX report, please.
Okay, yeah, QSL. I think we got Graham in there too, up here. So Graham, we are you're just barely breaking the squelch there. You're just we get the odds.